Just make yourself as comfortable as you can. Take a nice, deep breath. And when you're ready, just close your eyes. And as you close your eyes, just imagine every muscle in your body starting to relax. And as you begin to relax, I want you to listen to the sound of my voice. And as you listen to the sound of my voice, notice how comfortable your body is feeling, fully supported, able to completely relax. That's right. Just let go and relax the whole of your body. Just start now. Start by concentrating on your breathing. Take a long, deep breath. And hold it for a second. And as you exhale, feel the tension and stresses leave your body and mind. As you focus on each breath in and each breath out, notice how your breathing becomes deeper and deeper, deepening your relaxation. The more you breathe, the more relaxed you feel. Relax your breathing even more. Feel the breath flowing through your body, helping the process of relaxation. And as your eyes no longer want or wish to stay open, as you concentrate on your breathing, you notice the sound of my voice. My voice will go with you wherever you go. In a strange way, the sound of my voice is part of that feeling of relaxation and will help you to relax deeper and deeper, more deeply relaxed than you've ever felt before. As you concentrate on your breathing, know that this time is especially for you. No one wants anything, and no one needs anything. This time is just for you. More deeply relaxed than you've ever felt before. As you exhale, feel any stressful thoughts leave your mind. As you exhale, feel any muscle tension leave your body. Let your body and mind wind down now. Wind down, that's right. And completely relax. Your subconscious mind can hear and understand everything that I tell you, whether you are listening to me consciously or not. And your conscious mind can relax completely now. That's right. I want you to notice the tiny muscles of your face, allowing them to become completely loose, limp and relaxed. Easing up those tiny muscles. Your eyelids feel so comfortable, so heavy, so relaxed. Smoothing out the fine lines, smooth and relaxed. Smooth out your forehead, relax your furrowed brow. Feel the relaxation flowing down through your cheeks, lips, and paying special attention to your jaw. Letting go of all that tension, that's right. Your mouth may open a little, and that's okay. It's fine, just let it go. Release all muscles in tension, down through your neck and shoulders. That feeling of relaxation spreads to your shoulders. Imagine a heavy weight now being lifted off your shoulders. You feel lighter and more relaxed. As your shoulders and neck relax, you feel the soothing relaxation go down your back. Down down into the bottom of your back, feeling the healing energy. Let your muscles go, loose, limp, and relaxed. As your shoulders relax, you feel your arms relax too. Feel the soothing relaxation go down your arms, down through your elbows, into your wrists, your hands and fingers. Your fingers may tingle slightly, and that's okay. It's perfectly normal. Imagine every muscle in your back now, and lower spine, and buttocks just relaxing. Scan your chest, stomach, and waist, letting all that tension go. Relaxing down through your legs, knees, calves, and feet, right down to your toes, just letting every muscle, every fibre, every cell become completely loose, limp, and relaxed. Completely loose, limp, and relaxed now, from head to toe. Loose, limp, and completely relaxed. Your body now comfortably warm. Your body now totally relaxed. More deeply relaxed than you've ever felt before. Notice how comfortable your body feels. Drifting, drifting in the mist of relaxation. Gently floating deeper and deeper, deeper relaxed. You're feeling so relaxed now, that's right. Relaxing even deeper with every breath you take. So your powerful unconscious mind relaxes now too. You can easily imagine now that you're at the top of a staircase. Maybe you can even see it, that's right. It's a magical staircase of relaxation. This staircase is your staircase. I wonder how it looks. Only you'll know. It can be made in any way that you want. It could be made of wood, marble, or metal, maybe carpeted, straight or winding. Whatever you want is just right. Notice now how comfortable the temperature feels around you. It's just perfect for you. You can see that at the bottom of the stairs there is a door. Notice how quiet it is here. Peaceful, calm. You are completely safe here. You look again at the door and it looks familiar to you. In a strange way, you know that behind the door is your own special room, a room that is just for you. No one else can go in unless you decide to invite them. This room is just perfect for you and can be decorated in any way that you would like. You notice there are 10 steps going down. The staircase is gently lit in your favourite colour. I'm going to count now down from 10 to 1. I'd like you to step down one step with each number that I count. Find yourself sinking deeper and deeper into the chair or bed that you're resting on with every number. Feel more and more relaxed. Imagine yourself stepping down each step with every number. With each step, allow yourself to double your relaxation. As you do so, you may have a sensation of heaviness, You may have a sensation of floating like a feather, of being light and airy, or you may just know that you are deeply relaxed. Whatever you experience is just right for you. Completely let go now. That's right. You're doing just fine. So let's begin. Stepping down now from 10 to 9. That's right, double your relaxation. 8, floating deeper and deeper down, letting go of any doubts, worry or anxiety. 7, deeper and deeper relaxed. 6, the longer it takes you to relax, the deeper you go. 5, this is your time now. No one needs anything from you. You're doing fine. 4. Relaxing. Going deeper and deeper still. 3. Letting go. Floating or sinking. Going deeper. 2. Deeper and deeper relaxed. And 1. Very deeply relaxed. And now down to 0. Just perfect. Your subconscious mind will always be aware of what I'm saying to you. So it's not important for you to consciously listen to my voice. Your subconscious mind can hear and understand everything that I tell you, whether you're listening to me consciously or not. And your conscious mind can relax completely. You continue to experience perfect peace of mind. Now at the bottom of the staircase, you walk over to the door. And now in front of the door, spend a little while looking at the door. It's a beautiful door. Only you know what it's made of. But you see that there's a label on it. You know it's your special room. Look at the colour. Is there a handle? And you know that this door and the room behind it is there just for you. Made for you by your powerful subconscious mind. Just for you. And any time in the future, when it's safe to do so, you can revisit this door and this room, and you will feel as deeply relaxed as you do now. That's right. This is a safe place. Your safe place. Now open the door, slowly, as it's time to explore your very special room. I can only wonder what it's like inside. But I do know that it's so very comfortable and just the right temperature for you. It may have some windows that look out onto a beautiful garden. It's truly vivid in your mind now. Use your imagination and all of your senses. Take it all in. The decor. The furniture, the lighting, any sounds you can hear. Maybe your favourite piece of relaxing music is playing. I do know that somewhere in the room is the most comfortable chair that you could ever imagine. A perfect chair for you. You can see it now, go over to it and sit yourself down in it. Feel the tranquility that flows over and around you. Such a deep peace. Such a beautiful room. Such a comfortable chair. This time is just for you. Body and mind are one. more and more deeply relaxed than you've ever felt before. Now I can see that you're deeply relaxed. As your body relaxes, so does your mind. And because of this, you're more receptive to what I say. As your conscious mind relaxes even more, I'll talk to your unconscious mind. And in this state, know that you can do all the things and know all the things you need to become the person you want to be. That's right. And as you relax more and more now, you can know that how we feel about something, whether imagined or real, is really up to us. It's like the man I once knew who bought a car, brand new, his pride and joy, and he polished it and waxed it, vacuumed the inside at least once a week, sometimes more. He was so proud of that car, until one day another driver reversed into it and put a huge dent in the side, scraped the paintwork, and he was so upset and hurt that he flew into a rage at first. He refused even to drive the car for a week, and when he did finally drive it, he drove it like a lunatic, thrashing the engine and crushing the gears. And he refused to clean it or polish it. And every time that he saw that huge dent, a big deep depression in the side, he became so very angry and sad. And sometimes he even cried. It changed his whole life. Nothing seemed to make him happy anymore. Nothing seemed like fun. He kept looking at that dent, which reminded him how upset he was, how angry. Every time he saw it, he felt a twinge inside. And he thought to himself, why bother? Why me? Nothing ever goes right anyway. The dent began to rest, and after a while it became an ugly hole that he glanced at every day and felt that sad, mad feeling again. After a while, he just didn't want to go anywhere, didn't want to do anything, because each time he went out, he saw that hole again and felt bad again. Just as though he wanted to go inside and hide. It was as if he wanted to feel bad. He felt as if he had a right to. And he was right. But he could have done something. Because he did have insurance. Unlike the people who live in areas prone to floods. People who live next to rivers or by the sea, where everything washes away when the river overflows its banks, or the tide comes in further than normal. They lose everything, everything they have. But move back even when the waters recede, telling others that they are just glad to still be alive. I suppose it's hard to be mad at a river or the sea, to take a flood personally. They just call it an act of God and go to church to pray that it'll never, ever happen again. But they know that it most probably will, because rivers flood and the tide rises. Just as people make mistakes or do things wrong or do wrong things. It's just their nature, the way they are. And nobody thinks that a river or the sea should be different or gets angry when it does what it does. And nobody worries that they caused the rain or the high winds that caused the flood. They just move back in and get on with their lives and go swimming or boating, glad that the sun is back, the damage undone. Now, whether you like it or not, it's entirely up to you. But if you really want to feel better, perhaps you can pay closer attention to what you think and what you do. Because you can choose to think about things that make you feel good, that make you sad and feel bad. Or you can begin to do things that make you feel good. It's entirely up to you. You can think sad thoughts, angry thoughts. You can remember bad feelings, or you can replace them with a comfortable participation in things that you enjoy. You create the space in which you live. You have the ability to learn how to direct your thinking in whatever way you choose. You can change what you do. You can do things for you. And so tonight, tomorrow, this week, what I want you to do is this. Every evening, maybe when you eat your evening meal, your unconscious mind can automatically remind you, perhaps with a particular sound, a particular thought, a particular image, a stop sign of sorts, an alarm, that this is the time for you to decide what you will do that evening. You can either decide to do something interesting or something fun for a change, or you can just decide to sit and think hard about every unpleasant thing that has happened or could happen. About everything maddening, frustrating, every annoying event that has happened to you, and about how upset you want to be about it. It's completely up to you to enjoy yourself doing something different, or to continue to practice making yourself feel bad. Enjoy this relaxed state in your special place for just a few more moments. Now I'm going to count from 1 to 10. And as I count back, as I count from 1 to 10, at 10 you'll return to full waking consciousness. You'll be able to remember everything that's been said here today. And you'll return feeling refreshed and vibrant, as if you've had a long rest. You'll feel alert and relaxed, alert and relaxed. So begin to come back now. 1. Normal everyday noises are coming back to you now. 2. Becoming more aware of the room around you. 3. Coming up now. 4. Becoming aware of the chair or bed underneath you. 5. 6. Feel your legs and back on the chair or bed. 7. 8. You're more and more alert now. That's right. 9. Ready to open your eyes. And 10. In your own time, eyes open, wide awake. And come all the way back now, feeling fabulous. Welcome back.